You know, this is a really good result for the North West Coast, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. When you think it's a statewide award, and these are the best in the business, in the hospitality business, all across the state, and we've got four businesses recognised, and some of them multiple award winners. Like, you definitely have to give yourself a pat on the back for that achievement, I think.
Absolutely. Now, the multiples, Tall Timbers Tasmania, they won five awards, which is just fantastic. This is up in Smithton, of course. Best Guided Tour Experience, Regional Hotel of the Year, Best Mid-Range Accommodation, Outstanding Community Service and Achievement, and Best Sports Bar. Pier O1 in Ulverston, also multiple winners. Best Environment and Energy Efficiency Practice, Best Cafe, Best Breakfast Venue. And the Formby Hotel was in Devonport was the Best Bar Presentation and Service. And John Lacandro, who many people may not know, but he was actually involved in getting Martini's Restaurant in Burnie up and started quite a number of years ago. He took out the Bertie Tuccheri Award, which is pretty prestigious as well.
So, yeah, definitely a great representation across a broad range of categories there, and quite a few unique ones. If you look at Pier 01 with Best Environmental and Energy Efficiency Practice, I mean, it's great to see that some social conscious is still an element of these awards when we're talking about best in the business.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of the hospitality now, it's not just somewhere to sleep, because when you look at the Tall Timbers in Smithton, of course, they've also won the Best Guided Tour Experience. So when people come and stay at a place, now they're looking for a complete package, aren't they, in a lot of cases?
Absolutely. Like, visitors now, they're really looking for a unique experience. They're looking for the whole package, as you said. And in the northwest of Tasmania, I mean, it's the best place to really go out there and experience something different.
Absolutely. And for people that sort of think, well, you know, tourism is not a huge part of our economy. We rely on mining, we rely on agriculture. But tourism actually employs nearly 3,000 people on the northwest coast, which is incredible.
It is incredible, and I'm sure as those figures, they're from 2011, so with the census just completed, hopefully we'll get some new ones, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that figure rise, because tourism is just booming at the moment.
Well, so I think the evidence we've been getting this year from the accommodation places in particular is that the winter occupancy rates have been their best for quite a long time.
Yes, absolutely, and it's not the traditional model nowadays where you do kind of shut down in winter. People are visiting, and so businesses are now faced with new challenges in how they operate and accommodate that need.
Well, the Dark Mofo Festival in Hobart certainly done that with winter, and of course the Mount Roland Laser Festival, when that finally happens, it's going to be absolutely sensational as well. And I guess another thing that's helping tourism on the northwest coast is the cruise season starts soon, and we've got nearly double the number of cruise ships we had last year coming into Burnie.
Yes, that's very exciting, and it's great for the region too, because they come in through the port in Burnie and then they want to experience our beautiful wilderness, so they drive through the region, and yeah, that's a whole new market for our tourism operators who hopefully will take advantage of it.
It's an exciting time, I think, to be involved in the industry with the Cradle Mountain Master Plan in the pipeline as well. This part of the state is really in the next 2 to 3, maybe 5 years, is going to take off like anything, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. It's a very exciting time to be here and be a part of it.
Okay, thanks for your time this afternoon. Like you and I, we're all very proud of what our local outlets have done in the hospitality industry. And I guess hospitality and tourism go hand in hand, don't they, really?
They do, you know, especially food tourism is such a huge part now too, those niche experiences, and it's not just about where you lay your head at night, it's about, again, guided tours and food, wine, there's a whole range of things that our visitors are wanting from us nowadays.
Yep, awesome. I think our hospitality industry on the northwest coast is well and truly punching above its weight. Kate, thanks for your time this afternoon, nice to share that with you.
Oh, thank you, Martin.
You're welcome. Kate Elphinstone is Communications Officer for the Cradle Coast Authority, and they're all about spruiking what's good in our region as well.